I'm here with Ben Carr, also known as Cartoons. He's a multi-instrumentalist and producer who channels old-school jazz, soul, and hip-hop into modern grooves. He received his degree in jazz performance at SUNY Purchase Conservatory and has worked with many great artists like Robert Glasper, Terrace Martin, George Clinton, and Roy Ayers, just to name a few. He is in town performing with Nate Smith and Kiefer for a special two-night engagement at Cervantes' Other Side, which wraps up this evening with the final show. Adam Deitch will be opening up with his side project Galaxy. It's my pleasure to welcome to KUVO Cartoons. How you doing?
Yes, thank you so much for having me.
That was a great song, Sparkle, featuring Bad Snacks, the new album, Saturday
Night,
because you also have a morning.
People mix it up all the time. I'm always afraid I'm going to mix it up.
That's right, because you have an album called Saturday Morning. You also have an album called Saturday Night.
Yes.
Your last album is called Homegrown. But welcome back to Denver. It's nice for you to be here.
It's good to be here. I actually made that song for a promo video for the last time I was here, the end of 2022, and now it's kind of come full circle
for you.
Yeah, that's wonderful. It's a trip to be here. Yeah.
Well, how is the you're on tour currently with Nate Smith, who is a fantastic drummer, and he's brought both you and Kiefer out to perform with him. Talk mm-hmm. to me about how you came about getting attached to this particular tour.
Yeah, Nate last year at Montreal Jazz Fest was curating three nights of music and three different bands as well. And me and Kiefer happened to be one of them. And we also happened to be available, you know, to do more shows. And the show obviously went really well. We filmed a bunch of it. And it's just kind of turned into this new group that is yet to have a name or anything. But we're doing some recording now. And yeah, we're on the road and doing a bunch of dates. And it's feeling really good.
And you performed last night at Cervantes' Other Side, and you have another show tonight. How was the crowd last night?
That was amazing. And honestly, I've been blown away. Every city we've played in America is just felt like a rock show, and people really bring the energy, and people really love Nate. I mean, he's got such a amazing, warm presence, and he's just such an amazing soloist and band leader, and can't say enough good things about him. So
yeah, we play Nate and you and Kiefer a lot on our Jazz Odyssey program, so we're very familiar with all three of you. So the fact that
wonderful.
all three of you are on one stage working together, I'm really looking forward to seeing that show tonight.
Yeah, you know, it's cool to have kind of three producers in their own right, people that make their own records in their own right and have a strong voice contributing together and really listening. And it's definitely the most dynamic trio I've ever played in.
That's awesome.
So yeah, really excited for people to hear more of it. And I mean, people are coming to these shows not even knowing what we're going to play. I seem to be pretty psyched about it. So.
That's super cool. Now, you studied jazz performance at SUNY mm-hmm. Purchase Conservatory. You just told me before we came on the air that you actually live in upstate New York.
Yeah.
And right before the pandemic, you had taken a job washing dishes
at
a restaurant. That's
of course.
Where the world kind of shut down. But then,
yeah. I mean, I was posting a lot of videos anyway on the, you know, on Instagram and later TikTok and all that. And some of them just kind of out of mind of their own have definitely led to just all sorts of new opportunities. And a lot of the stuff that I was trying to do 10, 15 years ago are kind of finally happening. And it's taken a lot of patience and perseverance. And yeah, it's all coming together in a really beautiful way. I'm just so lucky to have an opportunity to be doing what I'm doing now. And yeah, you know, fate is a weird thing. You know, I think about that dishwashing thing all mm-hmm. the time. I've done my share of working at delis and moving companies and sorts, all that sort of thing to just try to make this happen. So being on a tour like this with somebody who I've been listening to during that whole period, like Nate and Kiefer for that matter, is just a dream come true. And it's awesome to be here.
What were you, because you were kind of self-producing basically
sure.
like in your home studio
mm-hmm.
and then some of your stuff kind of went viral
mm-hmm.
And that's how more eyeballs kind of came on you and all of these opportunities, one thing leading to another. What was that like? I mean, were you kind of
it was surreal.
Yeah.
I mean and it was also very strange that, you know, at the same time where everybody seemed to be losing opportunities, my world seemed to be opening up. And I was just kind of doing my best I could to handle all of it by myself. And, you know, I've been self-managed up until a couple of weeks ago. So, you know, I'm just trying to deal with the amount of inquiries that were coming in. And it was a lot. It was very overwhelming, but a great problem to have.
Yeah.
And, you know, I've dealt with some things better than others. But, you know, I was lucky that I had a huge library of stuff from the many years before that I've been making stuff and nobody wanted it.
Right.
So that stuff finally was able to kind of get out in the world and a lot of other records, too. So was able to keep the momentum going because I had a lot of music kind of in my library ready to go and send to folks that were interested.
Well, it's great. You have such a great kind of comprehension of old school soul and hip hop and jazz elements to your music. You are rooted, obviously, as a jazz performance major at SUNY Purchase. You have a knowledge of jazz. I asked you prior to you coming in to pick a few tracks that kind of inspired you. And the first one, and we'll play it in just a second, that you picked was Ron Carter, Herbie Hancock, Tony Williams doing United Blues from the 1977 record Third Plane. Sure. Talk to me about why you chose that song.
Well, it's one that I, you know, transcribed every note of Ron's playing. And, you know, I think it's a highly underrated jazz album because it's kind of the greatest rhythm section of all time in jazz. And this is really the only record that they have just them with no horn players or anything. So you can really hear them stretch out. Ron Carter's playing a lot more soloistic type of stuff. And yeah, I just love the bass solo on this more than anything. And I'd have to hear it at least like once every couple weeks.
Well, we are live with Cartoons here at KUVO Jazz with an artist pick, Ron Carter, Herbie Hancock, Tony Williams, United Blues from 1977's Third Plane, right here on KUVO Jazz. Music from Ron Carter, Herbie Hancock, and Tony Williams, United Blues from the 1977 album Third Plane. That track was chosen by our guest artist, Cartoons. He's in town tonight playing with Nate Smith and Kiefer at Cervantes' Other Side, a special night of music. Also features Adam Deitch of the band Lettuce is going to be opening with one of his side projects called Galaxy. Ben, how you doing? Cartoons?
Oh, I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good. Feels good to be here. I'm excited to hear Adam later, too.
Yeah. Adam's a longtime listener and supporter of the mm-hmm. station. He loves KUVO Jazz and our Jazz Odyssey program. And he's a great guy here in Denver to represent the local music scene. So that's going to be a fantastic show tonight. While we were listening to that song, you were telling me that your father is mm-hmm. also a musician.
Sure. Yeah. My dad is a violin player. Went to Berkeley in the 70s. You know, played a lot in the 80s and 90s, has a bunch of stuff in the kind of the gypsy jazz idiom, some records with Milt Hinton and Bucky Pizzarelli and some stuff like that you can check out if you want. Richard Carr, shout out to my dad.
Very cool.
He recently was on my tiny desk and been able to, you know, actually tie him into some of the recordings I've done. The song Groceries actually has my dad playing the
no
violin
kidding.
Parts on it. Yeah.
How was doing that NPR Tiny Desk concert?
Oh, surreal. Surreal. And, you know, we had done one from home during the pandemic. Me and Kiefer actually met that way. And it was just unreal to kind of be able to bring my whole crew and the people, really the closest people to me in the world, to that huge stage and, well, tiny stage,
tiny
really.
Stage. Yeah.
But, you know, it was amazing and it came out. I'm so proud of it and I'm so glad people are hearing me and discovering me in that way. It feels kind of like the perfect way to be introed to what I've been working on for the last like 10 years or so.
Yeah, those Tiny Desk concert little videos that they air on NPR Music are really cool. You can check out Cartoons on his Tiny Desk, which features his father on there as well. Again, performing tonight at Cervantes' Other Side along with Nate Smith and Kiefer. It's Nate Smith and Friends. It's going to be a special night of music with some really great up-and-coming musicians in jazz-adjacent scene. Nate is an incredible drummer. Kiefer, of course, we play a lot on our Jazz Odyssey as well as Cartoons. We're here live in studio with Cartoons, and we are asking some of his favorite artist picks. He just chose Ron Carter, Herbie Hancock, and Tony Williams. And the next one that you chose is Joshua Redman, an old friend of KUVO Jazz, Boogie Elastic from the 2002 album Elastic. Why did you choose this one?
Well, I just remember hearing this record, you know, my first week at music school, and just life-changing. And I didn't know that that was what I needed to hear at that time. And, you know, the drumming on this whole record particularly really just was kind of the perfect crossover between kind of funky, churchy drumming that I love and the jazzy kind of stuff that I was checking out and studying. And was like, well, this is really what I'm trying to make, regardless of whatever I'm studying in school right now. Kind of always like had the eye on the prize with the Elastic Band record. And I always had that CD in my car, you know, wore that out. So just one of the classic records to me.
Well, I want to thank you for stopping by today.
Thank you.
Again, you can catch Cartoons tonight along with Kiefer and Nate Smith at Cervantes' Other Side. The new album, Saturday
Night
is out now. There's also a Saturday morning. I'm getting them confused. But Saturday Night is out now that you can check out. But yeah, thanks so much for stopping
thank
in
you.
Today. Yeah, all right.
Much
Joshua Redman, Boogie Elastic, our artist pick from Cartoons here on KUVO Jazz.